say also the Yakunis or else the Afunis and Kisfasayim, all these things, the Yach Fatiyim, the Atunis is a Reza Mutter. All these type of fish also, all these fishes also, they lose their scales when you pull it out of the water. But the Maisa, since it had it once, it's still Mutter. Yeah. Rashi says, Kulam Russian Parson, all Persian names. Tanan Hossam, learned over there in Masechta Midah, that Kol Shiesh by Kashkashes, anything that has scales, Kol Shiesh by Kashkashes, Yesh by Snapia. You know, if the fish has scales, like then for sure it has fins also. But the Yesh to a certain fish, Shiesh by Snapia, there are certain them that have fins, but the Yesh by Kashkashes, they don't have any scales. So it's like this, Yesh by Kashkashes, the Yesh by Snapia, Dagtor. If it has both, so that's the same as the Dagtor. Yesh le snapper, but only has fins though. The Eimla Kashkashas doesn't have any scales. So then dog tummy, that's the locha, then the dog, the fish's tummy. So what's the soul mixture? Let's see. Our Kashkashas kosam chinim. And so the main thing to look for is to see if it has scales. If the fish has scales, then like we're learning now automatically it also has fins, and therefore it's kosher. So it's enough just to know that that the fish has scales. And so, Lichta Rachmona Kashkesha, the Torah just should have written the simon of scales. For the Lichta Snap, the Torah didn't have to write the Indian of fins. Once we know it has scales, automatically it has the fins. What do you have to write the word snap before? So the Torah says no. Because of Rachmona Kashkesha, the Torah would have just wrote the word Kashkesha. For likes, if snap, and it wouldn't write the word snap here. Have a mean, I would have thought to say, my Kashkesha snap here. Well, we just said one word, I wouldn't know what it means. I would have made a mistake. Maybe the thing to catch is enough to have fins. So maybe if a fish has fins, that alone is kosher, even though it doesn't have scales. If you have filo daktame, and maybe even a daktame, I would have thought it's mutter. Therefore, kosher rachmon is snappy of the kashkashas. Therefore, the Torah writes both, snappy of the kashkashas. Now we know for sure one of them is fins and one of them is scales. Now we know it's only kosher that has the scales. So when it says the Bahashta, the Kosra Rachmona Snapa the Kashkeshas, still, Mimai, how do we know to say the Kashkeshas Lavushu? Now the Torah writes both of them, how do I know which word means which? How do I know the Kashkeshas means Lavush, that's the scale, that's like its clothing, right, that covers its body? The Pesach says, Veshuyan Kashkashim, he Lavush. That this Kashkashim, that's the Pesach, this is like its coat. Yeah. Like he covered himself with this thing. You see, Bashir and Kashkash, that's what he covered himself with. He has suffered the Gemara. Now, if you know this, the Lichta Rachmona Kashkashas, the Lichta Snap, again, it's a Kasha then. And now that you know that the word Kashkashas means the scales, the thing that covers his body with, so back to the Kasha. Let the Torah just write the word Kashkashas, and I know it means scales, and that's a locha. If you have a fish that has scales, it's Kasha. You know why? Because every fish that has scales also has fins. Let the Torah just write the word Kashkashas. Mr. Ben Echnami, Omer Rabavua, Zechein Tonadre, Rabbi Shmuel, Adeklaliz, Yagdol Torah V'yadya. Sometimes the Torah writes a little bit extra. The Torah didn't have to write it, but still it writes it, as Yagdol Torah V'yadya. The Maisa, that is the truth. The truth of the matter is that it's only kosher because it has these two simonim. You need the fins also. Just the Maisa, the Torah would just want Kashkashas, I would know it also. Because any time you have Kashkashas, you also have a snapier. But that's such a Kashi, why it writes it. That's called Lahagdol Torah V'yadi. Rashi says, what harbi oma lonu tamim leida ma Kashkashas. Yeah, he's saying a lot of things, says like twice, to not teach us. We make sure not to make mistake again what Kashkashas is. So it says in Taz Mashra, it says it both, and for sure not to make a mistake. And now we'll know for sure it means at least you have to have scales also. So it's not enough just the fins, but you have to have scales also. Turn around bottom, look at the price like this. The Mashma Shinema, since the Pesach says, Ochol Eshieshlai, that you're allowed to eat the fish that has these snap of the Kashkashas. Their skins are filled with smutter teeth. If so, Shemayani, from this I hear, Al Toichol Eshainloi, that if a fish does not have these scales, I should know you're not allowed to eat them. And in the Mashmash Nemeth, the Pesach says, Al Toichlu Eshainloi, the Pesach says clearly, do not eat the fish that do not have the fins and scales. And so from that also I hear, Shemeni, from that I hear, that Ochol Eshiyeshloi, that you're allowed to eat this fish that do have it. If so, below Mishonin, why does it have to say it twice for it? Like, why does it have to say both times, with the Simonim you're allowed to, and without the Simonim you're not allowed to? You're not allowed to. Let it just say once, and once I'll know the other one. Noah says, no, the Torah says, Lav all of the yesterday below to say. Teach the Nechnami, if you eat this fish now you're over in Yisra say, and a Leisa say. There's a Lav and a Leisa say, you're over two things. Now we dash the Pesach says, Toichlu Mikol Asher B'mayim. The lad eat whatever's inside the water. Mikol Asher B'mayim. So Asher is like, Ma Tamra, what do you need this for? Ma Tamra, what do you need this for? She, I would have thought to say, Hoyo Vihit B'mefurish. The Torah was matter something mefurish. The hit to the stam, and it's also matter something stam. So we'll see what this means. And so makish hit to the mefurish. La hit to rela bekelim. Just like the Torah says clearly is mutter. It's always mutter that's in a kli, in a vessel. Akish hit to the stam. The Torah stam says the heter. La hit to rela bekelim. It's only mutter what's inside a kli. Rashi's word is, "Hoyo v'hite sheretz hamayim v'loy simoni tayra b'shnei mikrois." The Torah says about a sheretz of the mayim, it's mutatidit, and it doesn't say any simonim without simoni tayra. In two places, echad says simonim says tam, v'yechad mefurish k'refos from spena kamei. That the mina yumru I would have thought lena tam bena mefurish. The word is, "Ma rashi ma k'shita mefurish l'hita v'loy snap of the kashkeshes." That it is a head to teach certain fish, even though it doesn't have a snap of the kashkeshes, that's only if it's found in the water, in the kli in the water. Rashi says, if they grow in the vessel that has water inside it, kugain toloyim, like worms, shivahen, worms in a kli, lakama forish, how do you know that that's mutter? But such a deal for that's mutter. Is ask Rashkash Hitler, Lehitler, and Lebekalim. Rashkash Avako, Sham, Mamus, Kagain, Charitza, Nitzim, Shem, Levim, Vedem, Liam, and Cholim, Amun, Pasha, and Boris, Tikl, Maris, Shem, Dem, Shem, Levim, Lehitlerim, would be no Hitler. Let's see what it says here. Samura says what? My Hitler, Mephorish, Mantim, Vestam, Mantim, Mephorish, Lehitler, and Lebekalim, Mafkish Hitler, Vestam, Lehitler, and Lebekalim. Now the Muslims, the Minayan, how do we know the rabbi is the Boris? You find these worms in the burrs, in the pits. Sikhur Marvis, these are long ones. Sheh Sheikha Vishaisimim, and Lachur is your ladder, just bow down and drink from it. If you find these type of worms there, your ladder bow down and eat it. Yeah. Well, you can't take it out of the water. If you just go down and sip it out of the water, it's mutter. Men rabbis burst in the morning to sheshecha b'sheisamim v'yena nimnirot to stop tamra. The prophet says toichu mikol asher b'mayim, that you're allowed to eat any type once in the water, no matter which type of water they are, not only in Beiris but even in Yamim and Horus, wherever they are, you're allowed to eat from them. The other one says heichin atiru b'kelim, where do you serve? When it says in the first time, it means only in the kelim. Where is that? The chesiv, it says like this: this is what's inside the water. Then it says, you're allowed to eat these things that's in the seas and in the river. Now, the chiyis lay ochel, that if you want to eat the fish from the yam and the cholim, then you're only allowed to eat them if they have this smorim, the snap of the kashkeshes. The less lay techel. But if they don't have this smorim, then you're not allowed to eat it. But mashma, only we're only in the yam, you can eat it. But mashma the kelim, mashma the fish, if they grow in kelim vessels, then afagav the mesle yochol. Even though it doesn't have these simonim, still you not eat it. That's the deek. Rashi says what? Tamlem teuchem kolosha b'mayim. Mis'achlu the seifel, the most of the Jewish in the seifel, yeah, Koryas Nabal Keshes, If you found these fish that grow in the kli, maybe Afrika, even though they have these simon and still the techel, maybe the opposite way you can't eat it. So I said, no, lo sakadai, don't think like that. Lo sakadai tuch. The chsiv is a clearly, v'chol asher ein lo snap of the kashkashes, v'yamil mo v'necholim. If the fish that do not have fins and scales, you cannot eat them if you find the v'yamil mo v'necholim in the seas and the rivers. Mikol shevet samayim. So the thing again is, v'yamil mo v'necholim. Only if you find the fish in the sea or in the river. The less law, if it doesn't have the simonim, then let techel, you can eat from it. Mashmo be kelim, but if you find these fish only in kelim, then afagav the less lay. Even though it doesn't have the simonim, then achu, you'll have to eat from it. That's the deek. Only the yamum or the cholim, you can eat without the simonim. But with kelim, you could. So Rashi says, what? Lo sakadayotich, the gabi yisu, the techel, the Yam and the Cholim, the Mutekelim, the Kochim is Surah Mayat Lil. I think if it was born there, right, if the fish was born in the Kli, then you're allowed to just sip it up and eat it, right? Right. Doesn't have fins, right? Small fish that are created in the Kli, you're allowed to drink them, right? You're allowed to eat them. That's the deal. Because the kelim, I forgot less for yochum. Everyone says maybe no. V'yema, let's say b'mayim klal. Let's say in the water is mashm klal, any water. Then it says v'yamum of an acholim prat. That's a prat. So you know what? Mashm only the fish in the oceans or in the rivers. If so, prat or klal or prat, and b'klal or mashm or prat. That yamum acholim in maybe only the water, fish you find in the sea of the river. But in Eitzim, the Charitzim Loi, let's say, what do you find in Stam, a small stream? Maybe no. And then Bamai, and someone says no, it says the next word Bamai at the end, Chozer a Klau. So if it comes to be a Klau, a Prat a Klau. So the Marahani Trey Klau is a Smichla Dodi Ninu, I add these two Klau right next to another, when it says Bamayim and Bamayim. I'm reviewing the Kabyan Maro, it says Nazi Soil. There's called Mokum Shata Moitzi Shne Klolus of Mukum Zerazer. Whenever you find like a two Klolim, where one next to another, and the Prat first comes later, you have a right to Hito Prat the name, you have a right to throw the Prat in between them, and Vidoyim and Klolus Prat the